Broadcasting live from the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in the ASTD International Convention and Expo.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, Day 3, ASTD 2014 in Washington, D.C. But Stone, late yesterday, there was some big news, huh?
There most certainly was. They changed the name on us.
I know. Now what are they called?
I don't know. ATD?
ATD. That's right.
Is it Association for Talent Development? Did I get that right? So, there's always things changing when you're working with a dynamic outfit like this. We have had a fantastic time for the first 2 days of this conference, but now we get a real pleasure. We are going to get a chance to visit with Senior Learning Evangelist with Adobe Systems. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Dr. Pooja Jaisingh. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure being here, and thanks for having me here.
So now, Adobe, you guys do lots of things for lots of people. What do you guys do in the training world?
So in the training world, we have, especially we have presence in the e-learning field, and we have products like Adobe Captivate and Adobe Presenter to create e-learning courses. We have presence in the virtual training world, and we have the product named Adobe Connect.
You got a lot of stuff going on there. Now, you spoke at this conference?
Yes, I did.
All right. Now, what did you talk about?
And I spoke about how to create accessible e-learning for blind person. So, especially designing for it, and what are the principles and what are the different things you need to keep in mind when you're designing learning for blind people.
So now, what you want to talk today about is going mobile, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that mobile is a fad, or you think that's going to catch on?
It's going to catch on, and it's already catching on.
So now, did that for Adobe, was that a big shift to move to mobile?
Yes, and big and very, very interesting and exciting shift. And we have geared our products towards making it really easy for the customers to go mobile.
And now, go mobile, does that mean just your phone, or is it also tablets or laptops? What does mobile mean to Adobe?
So anything that you carry with yourself is mobile. And the biggest thing is your mobile phone.
So, but is it possible to take kind of learning and make it, shrink it down to the size of your phone?
Absolutely. And we are doing some fun stuff, and you'll be hearing from us very soon about some exciting
There's
news.
Some upcoming things. You can't talk about it now.
Yes.
Now, what are some of the mistakes that a lot of organizations have a tendency to make early on as they're making the transition to mobile that you've seen?
I would say that some of the people have a real ambition to take their training courses from desktop and put it as it is on their mobile devices.
Just
and
pop it under glass, huh?
Yes.
You just resize?
Right. They just wanted to play as it is and without doing any changes, any modifications. I think that's the biggest mistake.
So now what should they do instead of that?
I think they need to learn more about mobile instructional design, I would say, where they try and create courses which are more of bite-sized learning, small. They use the capabilities of the devices.
Oh, so yep. Look at it through the prism of the device rather than what you've previously done.
Yep.
So that's a little mental shift, though, right?
Yeah, so I would say that instead of having your instructional design just geared towards desktop, try to have a point of view where you start thinking about mobile devices as well, because those are the real devices nowadays.
Right.
Yep.
So when you're designing, even if you feel like your primary medium might be the desktop, at this point, you still got to think mobile first. You got to factor that in, because you're at some point, this thing's going mobile anymore, right?
I would say not to think mobile first, because we cannot ignore desktops. Those are also existing along with the mobile devices. I would say go responsive, where you can create a course, which is a single course, which is available on desktop, on tablets, on mobile, and you have different a treatment for each type of device that you go to.
Now, do any of the Adobe products, are they responsive?
Yes.
They can help you?
Yeah. So we have Edge line of products, like Edge Reflow and Edge Animate, which are responsive. And we have Dreamweaver, which has something known as Fluid Grids, which allow you to create responsive web pages, and very soon you'll hear something great.
Something?
she wants to tell us something that she's not allowed to tell us yet. I cannot reveal it. So at Adobe, it's got to be a fascinating culture. It's such an innovative company with such a marvelous reputation in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So I have several questions about the organization, actually. But one of my first is, do you guys kind of eat your own cooking? In other words, do you apply some of the same stuff, not only to designing your tools for folks like us, but in your own internal training? Are you guys pretty good about following those kinds of disciplines?
Yes, we are. And we are a bunch of creative folks, and we love to innovate and love to try different things. And the first set of people that we tried on are our own employees.
Oh, that's where
so
the
you're
laboratory.
The guinea pigs.
You're the guinea pig.
Yep.
So tell me a little bit more, though, about the Adobe culture, what it's like to be recruited, trained, hired, promoted, what it's like to work on different teams. Give us a little peek inside the Adobe culture.
So I would say that the people at Adobe, the HR folks, pick up people who need to work in the Adobe team very meticulously. They check their attitude and their skills, and they get the best people in the team so that we have the best of folks.
So the culture, though, is an important component. They have to be a good cultural fit.
Yes, and everybody is young at heart. Everybody is ready to adapt change. Everybody is ready to take up challenges and do fantastic stuff.
And it must be a very creative environment, right? Because all your products are for creatives, or not all of them, but a lot of them are for creatives.
Yes, very, very creative. And the best part I like about our company is you don't have to be we don't look at the age, we look at how competent or how creative that person is, and he climbs up the ladder really, really quickly.
So what's your backstory? How did you come to find yourself working for this organization, or have you been with them from day one?
No. So I started as a university professor. I used to be a teacher trainer. Uh-huh. And I used to teach my students how to create e-learning courses.
Oh, wow.
And then my students inspired me that you are such a great, person to be in this field. Why don't you get into that field and start creating your own e-learning? And actually, they pushed me into it. And
really?
That's great.
Yeah, that's a rare story.
The teacher learned from the student.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And then I joined some e-learning company, and then I was working with an IIT, and I was working with JP Morgan as a senior instructional designer, and then Adobe.
They knocked on your door? And that was probably an easy decision, right, to go over there?
Yes, absolutely. This is a dream company for, I would say, anybody.
So if you have an idea as an employee, especially someone like you who's got a bit of a track record and you've got the credentials and you've got a lot behind you, but really anyone, if you have an idea, I get the sense that there's some path to pursue it within Adobe. There's a way to put forth your own creativity, yeah?
I would say that there's no set path. But you can.
But the environment is
that way,
right?
It will really provoke you to be creative and bring your ideas forward, and everybody is ready to listen to that. That's the best part about it.
And you'll come back from a conference like this and maybe share some of what you've learned and share some of the conversations. Well, let me ask you that: how do you and your team approach a conference like this? Do you exhibit? Do you walk the carpet? You obviously speak.
So we do a bit of all.
Yes, and.
So some of you are speaking like yourself, and then in the booth, what's in your booth?
So in our booth, we also have sessions in our booth. So we don't...
Deliver learning in your booth.
Yeah, we have almost 5 to 6 sessions going on along with the short demos that we have. And we have, stations there. If somebody has a problem related to Captivate, they can come to that station. We have stations for
presenters. Are no problems related to Captivate. What kind of example is that, Pooja?
There are problems with everything.
Does Adobe ever do kind of user group conferences? Like, yes, you,
we do. And we do Adobe Learning Summit every year.
And where is that?
Yeah, it's co-located usually with DevLearn, the e-learning guild DevLearn conference. And it happens in Vegas
in
October.
Do you ever go?
Yeah, every time.
Every time. That's
imagine
one of the
that.
Perks, right?
Right.
So no, it's important that she be there. It's got nothing to do with it.
So what happens when you get all the users together? That must be fun.
Yeah, we talk about all the new things that we are doing, some innovations. We also, you know, take them through some of the sneak peeks that we are, you know, what you're working on, right? What we are working on, and even something really innovative that we are doing that may or may not make into the product, but we give them a view of what our team is up to.
Well, I can tell you're busting at the seams. So as soon as you're allowed to tell us what you're doing, we're going to get you back on
yes.
the air, or at least
yes.
let us know, and we'll talk about it on Trade Show Radio or something, or if we're in the studio, or I don't know, we may be going to DevLearn. I don't know, but I can tell you want to, and I understand you can't yet, but I'm excited for you, and I know you're excited for your team and for the market.
So now when you have the learners out here and they come into the booth and you're working with them, what is the thing you're most proud of?
I would say that the look on their face when they tell us that this is how we are using the product and this is how we are changing, the training world and the e-learning world, that makes up.
Because it must be neat for you, being someone who's taught e-learning, and then now you're working with devices that's it's kind of a multiplier effect, right?
Right.
So now all this e-learning is happening all over the world, and you're having an impact.
All right, before we wrap, I'd like to get a little counsel from you for our younger folks that are just beginning to carve out their career path.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of advice might you give them as they begin to explore if and how they want to pursue a career in this arena? And maybe part of it is maybe you can give them a little bit of advice on how to truly capitalize on opportunities like this conference and like the ATD now.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could share some of your wisdom with them before we wrap.
Sure. I would say keep an open mind, be ready for change, because that's the only constant thing. And try and learn as much as you can, and don't stop your learning at all. Learning never stops. So that's the only magic mantra I would say for the folks, and that's what they should adapt.
Now, if somebody wants to learn more about Adobe, what's the website that they should go?
So if they want to learn about the e-learning tools, they have to go to Captivate Products page.
And then the is there a special section about mobile?
Yes. So on our on the same page, they will find more information about mobile. And we do a lot of blogging, and we are on all the social media channels, so they can get over there and get a lot of information about mobile.
And your thought leadership, is it in a format that's easily portable and easy
it's
to
responsive.
Read? Almost
yes.
any and responsive, almost any
yep.
device.
Yep.
I think I might have heard of that. Maybe PDF format, something like that.
Oh.
Fantastic. Well, it has been an absolute delight visiting with you this morning. Thank you so much, Dr. Pooja Jai Singh.
Thank you.
We got to do this again, because I know you got news that you can't share yet, so we got to do this again soon, okay?
Sure, definitely. I would love to tell you all about what I have to say.
All right, we'll be back in a few from the show floor of ASTD ICE 2014.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.